Praise the Lord. God bless you, Sister Nicole. Thank you for your faithfulness and your commitment to the gospel. Thank you, woman of God, for releasing your miracle $50 seed today, May the 12th. I want you to know that great things are in store for you. I want you to begin to listen to these important dates that I have promised you. And if you apply them, they are going to work for you. And I hear the Lord further saying that I will bring you into a season of uncommon favor, and I will cover thee. I just heard God say, that I will put a hedge of protection around thee, and that I will cover thee, and that I will strengthen thee. And the Lord says that you are mine, and I will lift thee up, and no harm shall come nigh thee. For this is the season, and this is the time, that I shall break the backs and the works of the enemy, and I shall stead my hand and stop the attacks. You shall not be drowned by the waters, neither shall you burn from the fires of the enemy, but you will subdue the works of the enemy, and they shall cease. And I will place my hand of protection around thee, saith the Lord of hosts, for this is my doing. Now prepare your heart for what the Lord is speaking concerning some very important dates and times from myself, as well as Providence and Shell. Well, the Lord has given me some very powerful and important dates, dear friend, that will work for you if you work with them. And if you, God is a God of seasons and times and days. And so when you understand seasons and times and days, then you can be even so much more blessed in your life. Now, I do feel, beloved, that around May the 9th, the Lord says, meet with people of power and people of authority because they're going to favor you. And I'm hearing yes around you. And the Lord says, just whisper the word yes 3 times when you get up in the morning and during the day. And as you meet with people, just whisper the word yes 3 times.
And yes, and yes, Your Grace, for on that night, I hear Father God saying he's visiting with power and favor. I even hear Father God saying, dress your best, dress to impress, because God says dress for where you're going and not for where you've been. I hear Father God saying great favor even concerning vehicle. God says vehicles. God says he's going to bless you concerning your vehicle in this season. For God says if you're looking to upgrade or you're looking to go to the next level, God says this will be a great day to go to the car dealership, because God says favor and blessings on the 9th and the 10th for the vehicle. God says any vehicle you've been looking to trade in, God says go on the 9th or the 10th. Your Grace, I am in agreement. Favor with those in the power and favor with those in authority.
Amen and amen, woman of God. And I also feel, prophetess, that even around about the 11th through the 13th of this month, I'm sensing happiness around them. I'm sensing happiness, and no weapon formed against you shall prosper. I'm sensing happiness as well as financial success. Also, I feel by the Spirit of the Lord that that your words will have much weight between the 11th and the 13th, because God has given authority and power in your mouth, and whatever you speak, so shall it be. Why? Because the power of life and death shall be in your tongue, and whatever you speak, people are going to hear it. And the heavens will be opened up unto thee, and the Lord will send forth his angels to respond to what you say. So your words are going to have much weight. I'm also sensing that surrounding legal moves, things of that nature, is also favored during those days of the 11th and the 13th. Prophet Michelle, what do you hear the Lord saying?
Yes, Your Grace, and I am in agreement. And I even hear Father God saying, for those who have legal matters, God says favor with attorneys, audible shots. And God says he's going to give you favor with attorneys and those in the position of the legal system, even with judges. So God says, worry not, fret not. If you have appointments with legal matters, the 11th, the 12th, and the 13th, the 11th, the 12th, and the 13th is going to be highly favorable for legal matters and attorneys, said the Lord. Amen. And I further hear God saying, if you've been experiencing challenges with your teeth and or your gums, I hear Father God saying the dates of the 9th, the 10th, and followed by the 29th and the 30th, I see God saying you're going to have great favor and blessings. God says go to the dentist on the 9th, the 10th, the 29th, and the 30th to receive your dental work. I also hear Father God saying for those who have been looking to move, God says you wanted to move into your new home. God says the 9th and the 10th, followed by the 29th and the 30th, is going to be a blessing for you as well. So God says pack the boxes and prepare for the move, said the Lord. If you have been saying, when to cut my hair for growth, I hear Father God saying, yes, the days of the ninth and the tenth. God says, this is a season and time where I'm visiting you in many areas. And God says, cut your hair, not only for growth, but if you've been praying to thicken your hair. Father God says, begin to visit the hairstylist on these days and begin to trim and cut your hair on the ninth and the tenth, saith the Lord. But I further hear the word of the Lord saying in this month of May, God says, I'm showing up and showing out concerning some things in the home. God says, peace be still. For God says, if you've been experiencing difficulties in the home, difficulties with family and loved ones, God says, be at peace. Because God says, I'm visiting your home in a very special way. I also hear Father God saying, peace be still. For this is the month of stabilization. God says, I'm stabilizing. God says, this is the season where I'm healing. God says, receive your healing in this month. For God says, medical physicals, God says, this is the month to receive loved ones. Beloved, get your medical physical in this month. For God says, I'm doing a work in your body. And I also hear God saying that this is the season to plan the retreat. God says, as I stabilize your home, as I stabilize the workplace, as I stabilize your finances, I hear Father God saying, begin to plan the retreat. This is the month to plan the retreat, to fast and to pray and to retreat. For God says, when you come from the retreat, you will be strengthened mentally and emotionally and physically. And loved ones, I further hear Father God saying, even in this season, as I stabilize, God says, this is the season to open up an additional bank account. God says, this is the season. As you open the bank account, God says, I am going to add to it. I hear Father God saying, the 11th through the 13th, followed by the 29th of this month, God says, begin to open the bank account, the savings account, the checking account, because God says, I'm going to bless thee. Father God says, this is also a season to receive wise financial counselor. So, loved ones, I hear Father God saying, begin to open not only the financial account, but I hear Father God saying, seek out the financial advisor, for this is the year and the season where I'm going to bless you financially. So God says, prepare a vessel, an empty vessel. I'm going to pour into it. If you desire to start the new business this month, I hear the word of the Lord say, this is the month to advertise anew. I hear Father God saying, the dates of the 26th of the month, God says, advertise, market yourself, show yourself friendly. For I hear Father God saying, you're going to be entering into the new open doors and new opportunities for these ventures. If you desire to move forward concerning educational matters, God says, begin to get your applications in. For God says, this is the season that I'm favoring applications. God says, begin to move forward quickly and swiftly on the 11th through the 13th, followed by the 25th and 26th. God says, applications and any written documentation is going to be highly favored on these days. For I hear Father God saying that this is the season. As you write it down and make it plain and apply, God says, I'm visiting it quickly. And I further hear the word of the Lord saying, if you desire, Ekobo shot to Rebbe Soto, to plan the travel, I hear Father God saying, this is the season to plan for travel. God says, even in this month, the 25th and 26th of May is going to be blessed in travel and favorable in travel, saith the Lord.
Amen and amen, amen. Well, thank you so much, prophetess. Thank you so much. Now, I further hear the Lord saying, as I'm moving forward into the month of June, I do feel by the Spirit of the Lord that from around about June the 2nd until around about June the 5th, the Lord says, don't sign papers or something surrounding deals, whether verbally or in writing. Use wisdom in what you are signing when it comes to papers, because there's some things that the enemy is trying to plan and trying to get in the way of. So just use wisdom and watch what you sign and watch what you verbally agree to as well. And lastly, I do feel that around the 18th of the month of June, favor with people in power once again. And if you need a car or a loan, God says you're going to have favor with people in power, because God says they are going to want to help you. And I will be saying yes to your blessings. Well, thank you so much, beloved. Peace and many, many blessings.